Hello there and welcome to Radio Outlet. I'm Lee Rosevere. Well, 2012 is drawing to a close and the best of lists are out in full force as they usually are. And here's another one for you. On the show today, some of my favorite reissues of the year. Now, these range from material that I've heard for the first time to music that I've been familiar with for over 35 years. And we begin with the latter of that. There's the Mammoth Deluxe box set and double disc and mono versions that Paul McCartney released of Paul and Linda's album Ram. Tons of bonus tracks, unreleased material, a huge coffee table book, all for what I believe to be Paul's best solo album, next to McCartney 2. From Ram now, here's Paul and Linda with Eat at Home.
Come on, little lady, lady, let's eat in bed. feel so bad, baby.
Ooh, it hurts me
when I think of how you loved and deserted me. I'm the broken hearted toy you play with, baby.
You got me.
I can't let go, baby.
I can't let go.
I'm hung on you, baby. I know that it's wrong, and I should be so strong. But the thought of you gone makes me want to hold on.
For the first time ever in stereo, that's Evie Sands and her great single, I Can't Let Go, from the compilation The Redbird Girls for the First Time in Stereo, a compilation of just that, singles from the Redbird label, mixed in stereo, but my ears detect a couple of different takes there. These aren't the very same versions that the mono singles were, but still very cool to hear all the individual parts and, of course, Evie's great singing on that tune. Before that, 2012 was a great year for Kirsty MacColl fans and the dearly missed singer and songwriter. All of her albums were reissued this year with bonus discs and many unreleased tracks, including her very first album, Desperate Character. The whole thing is on CD now for the very first time. That only took 30 years. That was the song See the Girl from Desperate Character, the first single from that album released in 1981. And we started there with Paul and Linda McCartney's Eat at Home from the re-release of the Great Ram album in many deluxe versions to choose from. Now, this next one is for indie pop fans. The label Shelf Life Records have put out some of my favorite albums of the year by Burning Hearts and The Garlands, but they also released a rarities compilation by Laura Watling. Laura has been in many, many bands over the years and recorded on many, many tiny labels. They usually release an EP or a 7-inch of hers in limited quantities, and then they close down, making these songs very hard to find. So Shelf Life compiled most of them, I think a good number of them anyway, and put it on this limited edition again. 100 copies on CD called Songs from Dreams, and from it this is Laura Watling and Good Times Never Last.
Let's go back to when we first met, when everything in life was simple and complete. Least was for me. We'd sit around your parents' house. Looking back, I can't recall what that was.
can sing a rainbow, sing a rainbow, sing a rainbow too. Listen with your eyes, listen with your eyes, and sing everything you see. You can sing a rainbow, sing a rainbow, sing along with me. Red and yellow and pink and green, orange and purple and blue. I can sing a rainbow, sing a rainbow.
Mighty songwriter of Gilbert O'Sullivan, who had a couple of reissues this year come out, and the most exciting for me was the album Back to Front, an album that I grew up on, and it's been on CD before, but out of print and usually over in the UK only, but now it's on with bonus tracks and liner notes from Gilbert, and that was the track Who Was It? One of the great ladies of British 60s pop in the middle there, Cilla Black. She put out a 5-CD and 1-DVD box set, The Complete Cilla Black from her days at EMI Studios, produced by George Martin. And this box set covers her whole recorded time there, spanning over a decade with many unreleased and rare cuts. And the DVD is full of performances from her television specials. And I played there one of her favorites that she singled out from all the songs she's recorded, Sing a Rainbow. And Laura Watling, to begin there, that little set, a super indie pop singer-songwriter, and Good Times Never Lasts. That comes from her limited edition rarities compilation put out by Shelf Life Records. So limited, it was only available in 100 CD copies. Those are sold out now, only available as a download. This is Radio Outlet. I'm Lee Rosevear. All reissues of 2012 albums on the show today. If you'd like to contact me about anything, I could be reached at radiooutletshow@gmail.com. And now on to a little set that features mostly Canadians. Sloan have been in the business for over 20 years, and they celebrated with a new album last year. And this year, they set on releasing a vinyl box set, no CDs available of this, of their album Twice Removed. You get the album remastered, you get the album in demo form, and you get another album of unreleased demos, plus a bonus 7-inch single. And when it comes to this album, I always have to go with this song, the last cut on the album. Here's Sloan, and I Can Feel It.
All of the seasons.
The Pet Shop Boys, a very prolific group, put out their second box set of B-sides and rarities called Format this year. That was the B-side from about 7 years ago called I Didn't Get Where I Am Today, featuring the Smiths' ex-guitarist Johnny Marr. Before that, the Spoons, the great new wave Canadian 80s group, have re-released their first album, Arias and Symphonies, celebrating its 30th anniversary. They were the big hit Nova Heart from that album. Rush just made it under the wire this year with the re-release of 2112 this year, this month actually, and it also comes with a 5.1 remix, a digital comic book depicting the story of 2112 and all the tracks on side two, of which that one was. It's a song called Tears, with lyrics written by Geddy Lee this time, not by Neil Peart, as it usually is. And East Coasters Sloan there with I Can Feel It Beginning with their deluxe reissue box set of Twice Removed. And since we ended that set, there were a little bit more electronic stuff, but we'll continue with that. This is a new discovery for me. The electronic compositions of Lori Spiegel, the musician with computer programmer background. She re-released her album from 1980 called The Expanding Universe. All music written and played on 1980s computer technology. The kind of machines that were massive and filled a couple of rooms with huge cables running down hallways. She describes one of the discs, the disc drives in the liner notes of this, that held information was the size of a filing cabinet. But the music doesn't sound like experimental computer music usually does. I'll let you hear it for yourself. This is a track that was begun in 1974 and continued composing for a few years afterwards. This is Lori Spiegel and Patchwork. Thank you. Laurie Spiegel and Patchwork, not sounding all that different or out of place, actually, from the kind of thing that you would hear in a planetarium, not saying that in a derogatory term in any way. That's from her album The Expanding Universe, over 2.5 hours of music on this release, culminating from many years of work of programming computer punch cards and everything. Very time-consuming, and it's interesting music. Sad news there from a couple of days ago. Ray Collins, original lead singer and member of the Mothers of Invention, died at the age of 75. He was there from the very beginning of the group, along with Zappa, and 2012 saw the Zappa catalog reissued and picked up by Universal, who promptly re-released and remastered all the albums, nearly 70 of them. They're not all out yet, but they're pretty close. Anyway, as they are being remastered, they used some of the odd Zappa choices for masters, like the messed up version of Reuben and the Jets, rather than the original album mix, and I guess the Zappa Family Trust have something to do with that, but I don't know. In light of the Zappa catalog being reissued and also of Ray Collins passing, here's a track from the very first Mothers album, Freak Out, from 1966. You're probably wondering why I'm here.
You're probably wondering why I'm here, and so am I, so am I. Just as much as you wonder about me being in this place,
yeah.
That's just how much I marvel the lameness on your face. You rise each day the same old way and join your friends out on the street. Spray your hair and thank your neat. I think your life is incomplete, but maybe that's not for me to say. They only pay me here to play.
Caravan with a drum solo.
You're probably wondering why I'm here, and so am I, so am I. Just as much as you wonder about me staring back at you,
yeah.
That's just how much I question the corny things you do. You paint your face and then you chase to meet the gang where the action is. Stomp all night and drink your fizz. Roll your car and say gee whiz. You tore a big hole in your convertible top. What will you tell your mom and pop?
Mom, I tore a big hole in a convertible.
You're probably wondering why I'm here, and so am I, so am I. Just as much as you wonder if I mean just what I say,
yeah.
That's just how much I question the social games you play.
You told your mom you're stoked on Tom and went for a cruise in Freddy's car. Tommy's asking where you are. You boogied all night in a cheesy bar. Plastic boots and plastic hat, and you think you know where it's at.
Yeah!
You're probably wondering why I'm here.
Not that it makes a heck of a lot of difference to you.
Thank you. it glistens like oil beads. On his slick, smooth trunk, it trails behind on tracks and dumps. Into darkness. It whistles like a root snatched from dry earth, sod-busting rakes with gray dust claws, announces it's coming into morning. This train with gray tubes that house people's very thoughts and belongings. Thickets. Pumpkins span the hills with orange Crayola patches. Green inflated trees balloon up into marshmallow soot that walks away in faulty circles caught in gray blisters with twinkling lights in green sashes drawn by rubber dolphins with gold yawning mouths that blister and break in agony in zones of rust. They gild gold sawdust into dust. Bat chain puller, puller, puller. Bat chain puller, puller, puller. Bat chain puller, puller, puller. Bat chain.
Zappa Family Trust have been very busy on reissuing stuff this year. After the passing of Captain Beefheart from last year, they finally re-released the original session tapes for Bat Chain Puller from the mid-70s. That album was locked up years ago due to legal wrangling, and the Captain re-recorded most of the tracks, but now the original is out. That's the title track there, Bat Chain Puller. And the Mothers of Invention featuring the late Ray Collins on vocals. You're probably wondering why I'm here, from Freak Out Remastered, along with the other 70-plus albums recently put out by Universal. That is the show for today. Again, you can send me an email if you'd like to comment about the program, radioutletshow@gmail.com. And we'll end on something completely different and also huge. 2012 was a year of excess. Physical products are getting bigger and bigger, obviously, to counter illegal downloading. There have been some really excellent Philly Soul collections over the years, the 4-CD Love Train box set, the Gamble and Huff collections. But now, How about a 10-CD box set for Philadelphia International Records' 40th anniversary? Well, you got it. We'll end with a cut from the instrumental powerhouse MFSB and Get Down with the Philly Sound. I'm Lee Rosevere, and we'll see you next week.